And welcome in. You are listening to the Ulagon Class of 2023 High School graduation here on this cloudy, foggy, rainy Friday. Beautiful day to have it, 60 degrees outside. I'm Dalton Spence, and there's over 100. Ooh, they're next to the speaker. That kind of scared me, if I'm being honest. But we're out here at Ulagon High School for the graduation right here on 100.1 KYFM. Graduates are walking onto the field right now in their lines. So this graduation is brought to you by Toton Communications, Barnett IP, and Total CSI.
Country living brings about nature and all the wonderful things of the outdoors and peaceful serenity on a moon-filled night. But the serenity comes to an abrupt stop when you need great internet and phone service. Just because you're out of the confines of convenience doesn't mean opportunity can't knock. That's when Total Communications Total CSI comes to your rescue. Total Communications and Total CSI offers internet and phone service in Kansas and Oklahoma, making life a little easier to rural customers. Make the call, 888-580-2208.
Barnett IP should be your internet service provider with a platform to provide their customers with secure, reliable, high-speed internet at affordable prices. Barnett IP sets a high bar for themselves. Barnett IP keeps up with the latest technology, improving internet services continually. High-speed wireless internet service at Barnett IP also gives you added convenience and mobility with your computer network. Are you letting Barnett IP work for you? Barnett IP, where speed and reliability matter. 918-333-2208 and ask about the Affordability Connectivity Program.
Country living brings about nature and all the wonderful things of the outdoors and peaceful serenity on a moon-filled night. But the serenity comes to an abrupt stop when you need great internet and phone service. Just because you're out of the confines of convenience doesn't mean opportunity can't knock. That's when Total Communications Total CSI comes to your rescue. Total Communications and Total CSI offers internet and phone service in Kansas and Oklahoma, making life a little easier to rural customers. Make the call, 888-580-2208.
And welcome back to Ulagon High School. Thanks so much to Toton Communications, Barnett IP, and Total CSI for bringing this radio coverage of the Class of 2023 Ulagon Mustangs. Everybody still walking in here on this pretty nice overall Friday, which, to be fair, I see a lot of coats going on. Pretty full stands, if I do say so myself. But I bet most of these people at the beginning of the year didn't think they'd be wearing rain jackets and things to keep them warm on a middle of May day. Well, we're about halfway through the lineups with this class of over 100 students right now. I'd probably say, based off of this list, it's a little bit wrong. I'll guesstimate about 115. I'll count up later on tonight to get a more accurate number on that. But tonight's valedictorians include Brent Wigington, Kensington Walker, Charles Newton, Clint Stapleton, Braden Langbein, Shane Edens, Hans Kegel, Sarah Davis, and Keaton Braggs, as well as Caius Brackett. And then for your salutatorians, we have, give me one second, I thought I seen one. I know I seen one. Huh. Apparently there's not a single salutatorian, but there are tons of valedictorians, which tells you how good this class really is. Getting up to the back third of the class right now, only two more rows to go. And we will go to another quick commercial break as we have the final bit of line. So once again, thanks so much to Total Communications, Barnett IP, and Total CSI. You're listening to Ulagon Graduation 2023.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Look & Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning is looking for a person that can fill the responsibilities of being a front person for customer service. Applicants need to be friendly, courteous, helpful, and can fulfill time management wisely. This position is a Monday through Friday position. Please apply in person at Look & Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning, 112 Southeast Osage in Bartlesville.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With summer savings at the Home Depot, we have laundry appliances that just fit. Fit your space, fit your needs, and fit your budget. Like a new LG laundry set with 6 motion technology, using different wash motions to get clothes cleaner. And sensor dry to automatically adjust drying time, all making laundry quicker, cleaner, and easier on your clothes. Save up to 30% on select appliances, plus up to $100 off select laundry sets at the Home Depot. Pricing valid May 18th through June 7th, 2023. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Does the new DoorDash Rewards MasterCard really give me cash back on delivery and everything else?
That's right.
What about wonton soup?
Cash back.
Ice cream scoops?
Cash back.
Dining out?
Cash back.
Spend any amount? Cash back.
Get 4% cash back on every DoorDash order, plus 3% on dining out, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% everywhere else. And a free year of Dash Pass with the DoorDash Rewards MasterCard. Apply today at DoorDash.com/credit card. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. I am so happy to be partnering with Aura to help you stay safe online. With almost every tool you need, fraud, identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more, Aura has got you and your family covered. Sign up for a free 2-week trial today at aura.com/Robert.
And welcome back to Ulaga's Graduation 2023. We've got the Star Spangled Banner playing right now, so I'll be quiet and let it play.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose by stripes and bright stars, through the perilous fights, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly seen, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Having some microphone issues right now. You're listening to the ULAGA Class of 2023
Everyone,
graduation.
You may be seated.
Now everything is ready to go. Back to the show.
To my right, I would like to introduce members of the ULAGA Tallala Board of Education. Lyle Blakely, Brett Kellogg, Joe Coster, Robert Powell, and Don Tice. Thank you. Next, I would like to recognize Assistant Superintendent Tony Sappington and ULAGA Tallala Public School Superintendent Dr. David Wilkins. I would also like to introduce my guest to my left, Assistant Principal Mr. Scott Doss. Before we go any further, I would like to recognize a special few of you in the graduate of 2023. If you're a graduate of a class of 2023 and are going into the military, will you please rise so we can recognize you at this time? Thank you. Now, I would like to recognize some of you, our audience. When I call on you, will you please stand and remain standing? If you are currently serving or have served in our armed forces, will you please stand? With all former ULAGA graduates, please stand. Would all current ULAGA Tallala Public School employees please stand? Would all former employees of ULAGA Tallala School District please stand? And lastly, if you are a parent, guardian, grandparent, or great-grandparent of a graduate tonight, would you please stand? Class of 2023, what a tremendous showing. Thank you all for being here and sharing in this wonderful experience. Seniors, I would like to take a moment to leave you with something. You are the class of 2023. We've had an amazing 4 years. It's been an incredible journey, one that I've been blessed to be a part of. I want to speak for a moment about one of our core values at ULAGA, be your best. There's a very big difference between being your best and being the best. Being the best is often a road full of failure and unhappiness. An example, I could practice for the rest of my life and never be able to run the 400 as fast as Caden Davis. I could never pole vault as high as Hannah Brunn. I could never throw a disc as far as Connor Jones. And I could study for a really long time and I would never be able to make the ACT score that Brett Wigginton made. But you can improve. You can work hard and make small improvements every day. Most importantly, the mindset between being your best and being the best is critical. Trying to be the best will put you in competition with everyone around you for the rest of your life and will not allow you to enjoy your accomplishments or the accomplishments of others. Always striving to be your best will be a more fruitful path while always allowing you to be happy for others. My hope and challenge for each of you is to be your best, find happiness for others, and find happiness in your journey. I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be your principal, and I'm done talking. Now, Under the direction of Mr. John Matthews, the Ulaga High School Band will now play On the Wings of Angels by Carl Strawman.
Right now we're waiting on Carl Strowman with the On the Wings of Angels. Band preparing right now. And coming up once when they get things rolling along, I think we'll be able to hear it, but I'm not completely sure if we're being completely honest. We'll have the introductions of valedictorians, salutatorians, and the Oklahoma Academic Scholars, and ones belong, there we go, graduates of distinction. And then the valedictorian address by Caius Brackett, Keaton Braggs, Hans Kagel, Sarah Davis, Shane Edens, Braden Langbean, Charles Newton, Clint Stapleton, Kensington Walker, and Brent Wigington. And then a presentation of class and class roll by Mr. Kevin Hugh, the high school principal. And the song is on, so we'll go back to the music.
Thank you.
And that was On the Wings of Angels by the Ulaga High School Band. Coming up next.
At this time, we would like to recognize the students who've received certificates of distinction. Students meeting this requirement are wearing red cords for recognition. The requirements are to have met or exceeded the following criteria by the end of their senior year. Successfully completed the college prep work-ready curriculum and achieved at least a 3.5 GPA. Will these students please stand when I call your name to be recognized? Sierra Afligi. Cora Aldridge. Travis Bell. Madison Bennett. Caius Brackett. Keaton Braggs. Elijah Branson. Emma Breckenridge. Liam Brown. Hannah Brunn. Hans Cagle. Kongmong Chang. Emily Cook. Caden Davis. Sarah Davis. Kaylin Delt. Connor Edens. Shane Edens. Logan Eubanks. Tara Franklin. Tessa Freeman. Justin Gibson. Cody Goff. Joseph Griswold. Trey Hanneman. Landon Harvey. Faith Helton. Dally Hill. Elizabeth Hoisington. Lily Humphreys. Maya Jackson. Connor Jones. Braden Langbean. Katie Liker. Jackie Lewis. Joseph Love. Zayden Marshall. Alexis Martin. Caitlin McCausland. Bryson McGuire. Whitley McWilliams. Braxton Moore. Nate Morrow. Naomi Moi. Charles Newton. Courtney O'Brien. Memphis Parker. Briley Parkman. Dylan Pennington. Brianna Ray. Sean Roberts. Carolyn Ryan. Colin Schrader. Owen Sexton. Clint Stapleton. Audra Stratton. Aaron Streeter. Faith Thompson. Laney Tice. Christopher Tryon. Ashlyn Tyler. Jay Vanderpool. Kira Vanderpool. John Vane. Caden Wadsworth. Kendra Wake. Kensington Walker. Brett Wigginton. Leanne Williams. Jake York. And Nick York. Please give this tremendous group a round of applause. You may be seated. The next group I would like to recognize is our Oklahoma Academic Scholars. This award is given to a student who has earned a 3.7 GPA on a 4-point scale, completed all curricular requirements for a high school diploma, and earned a composite score of at least 27 on the ACT. The recipients of the Oklahoma Academic Scholars Award are Caius Brackett, Keaton Braggs, Hans Cagle, Connor Edens, Shane Edens, Logan Eubanks, Charles Newton, Kensington Walker, and Brett Wigginton. Please give them a big round of applause. You may be seated. It is the policy of the Ulagah Tallala Board of Education to recognize students of outstanding achievement. The most distinguished outstanding achievement award is considered to be the valedictorian of the graduating class. The student with the second highest class ranking is the class of 2023 salutatorian. I would like to start by recognizing our salutatorian of the class of 2023. Sean, will you please stand up? Sean Roberts is a 4-year member of the marching band and jazz band. Sean's time in jazz includes a state championship last year and a runner-up finish this year. Individually, Sean has been a 3-year member of the OSSABDA jazz member and a 2-year OKMEA member. Congrats, Sean. Now, I would like to recognize the valedictorians of the class of 2023. This is a large and incredible group. This group has an average ACT score of 28.4. They have attended Ulagah Tallala Public Schools for an average of 10 years, have over 170 concurrent hours between them, and have been members of the band, jazz band, choir, tennis team, soccer team, football team, swim team, broadcast team, and student council. Valedictorians, please rise and come forward when I call your name. Caius Brackett. Keaton Braggs. Hans Cagle. Sarah Davis. Shane Edens. Braden Langby. Charles Newton, Clint Stapleton, Kensington Walker, and Brett Wigginton. At this time, the valedictorians will have a chance to address the graduating class. First to the stage will be Keaton Braggs, Shane Edens, and Hans Cagle.
Hi, everybody. Hold on, let me get my hat back on. Hold on. So, when we told Mr. Ho we'd be wanting to do a speech together, he told us it'd be all right as long as we turned it in a little bit early.
But that didn't happen. We actually ended up turning in the draft 3 weeks late because someone decided to get himself admitted to St. Francis.
Hey, it's not like you were doing perfect either. You decided. to take the week before spring break to establish boundaries.
We don't need to talk about that. At the end of the day, we're just thankful for Mr. Ho being chill enough to let us not only turn in the draft late, but still do our double down joint speech and get the honor of valedictorian.
Absolutely. We're incredibly thankful for Mr. Ho and our favorite history teacher turned assistant principal, Mr. Doss, as well as every other teacher in this school, especially the ones who had to deal with our combined might throughout the years.
Definitely. I'd like to thank and recognize Mrs. Denslow, even if Shane never had any of her classes. And I know we're both thankful for the amazing Mrs. Deffenbaugh, who has had probably more time with us this year than any other teacher.
Absolutely. We'd love to thank our absolutely amazing English teachers, Mrs. Tackett, Mrs. Johnson, for their incredible compositional insights and just being incredible people. Our math teacher, Mrs. Salt, has also been a huge influence in our last 2 years and has prepared us extensively for our engineering paths at Oklahoma State University.
Speaking of engineering, we can't forget any science teachers. There were two that we couldn't leave out. Mrs. Hoff was probably the best chemistry teacher we could have asked for. And even though he's no longer here with us at ULAGA, Mr. Martinez was never a dull day in his class.
And I couldn't thank enough the two teachers who have been with me for the past 7 years and accepted Keaton in the last 2 years, who have impacted me more than they will ever know, Mr. Matthews and Mr. Smith. These are two of some of the most incredible teachers and people I have ever met, and I will miss them both dearly. Thank you for everything. You've changed my life forever.
Thank you, Mr. Matthews and Mr. Smith. That's not to mention the people that have already changed our lives since we've been born, continuously. We couldn't do this speech or anything that we've accomplished without thanking every single member of our families.
Absolutely. We wouldn't hear the end of it if we didn't mention our families. I'm extremely lucky to have the family that I have, and I will love and miss you all more than you will ever know, especially my brother.
Of course, we really wouldn't be where we are without our families, but all that aside, we still need to address the most important part of our graduation, the graduates. Coming from me, it might not mean a lot considering I probably only know personally a quarter of you, but I really am proud of every single one of us.
Absolutely. We've had so many excuses to underperform and be perfectly average, but instead, every single one of us have excelled at every turn, and our amount of valedictorians proves it. We have 10 valedictorians, amazing people, and our amazing class as well. An academic all-stater, and one seriously awesome salutatorian.
Seriously, we love you, Sean Roberts. But there's one student that we need to give a very special thanks to. I know Preston Stovall has been there for both of us, and honestly, I wouldn't be standing up here without him.
We can't wait to see what all of you do throughout the rest of your lives. We're thankful for all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You gotta go back this way?
Okay. Thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, faculty members, parents, and fellow graduates. Today, I stand before you honored as valedictorian of our remarkable class. Our journey together has been filled with challenges, growth, and shared experiences. I want to express to you how thankful I am to our dedicated teachers who have shaped us into who we are today. Your commitment and belief in our potential have made a lasting impact on our lives. To our families, thank you for your unwavering support and sacrifices. Your love and encouragement have been our driving force. Class of 2023, we are a diverse group with unique talents. In a world that often promotes conformity, it is crucial that we continue to push our individuality and unique perspectives. Do not be okay with being mediocre. Choose to push yourself to get better. We all have potential to make a difference in the world, and it's through commitment to growth and excellence that we can truly make an impact. As we come to the next stage in our lives, let us continue to embrace new challenges, explore new opportunities, and learn from our experiences. Remember that each day is a chance to do something great. Let us also recognize that we are capable of making a positive impact on the world around us, no matter how big or small. Congratulations to my fellow graduates. Our journey has been remarkable, and the future holds endless possibilities. Wow. Thank you, and farewell, class of 2023.
Our next valedictorians to the stage are Sarah Davis, Braden Langbein, and Charles Newton.
First and foremost, I would like to thank the people that have helped me get to where I am today. I'm the product of all the coaches, teachers, family members, and friends that have supported me. I wouldn't be standing here in front of y'all if it wasn't for those who have pushed and encouraged me to be the best version of myself. I will move forward in life with fond memories of my time here at Ulugah Public Schools. I hope each and every one of my fellow graduates succeed and achieve their goals. We have all worked so hard to reach graduation, and I know we're all very excited. It's been a good 14 years here, but everything good must come to an end. Thank you. Next up, Braden Langbein.
Good evening, everyone. First, I would like to say congratulations to the class of 2023. It has been a pleasure growing up with each and every one of you. Second, where do we go now? Everyday life is going to change for all of us. Some a little bit more than others, but nonetheless, it will change for everyone. Everyone here is going to eventually face hard times or a difficult situation. Will you give up? Are you going to wait and hope the problem resolves itself? I do not believe anybody sitting here will quit since you are graduating today. You've completed 14 years of schooling just for a single piece of paper, which says you can move on to the next stage of life. If you continue this work ethic, there will be greater rewards awaiting you. It is impossible to fail if you never quit. There is a story about a man who used to walk to school every day, and when he grew up, his son was able to ride a bike to school. Then his grandson drove a nice Chevy pickup. His great-grandson drove a Ferrari, but the final generation was back to walking to school. Easy times create weak people, while hard times create tough people. Out of the 8 billion people in the world, there will always be someone that has it worse than you. Use this as motivation to continue working through your hardships. I love everybody here in the class of 2023, and I appreciate your determination here at Ulugah. Continue battling, and you're sure to accomplish any task thrown at you. Have a great evening, a greater life, and God bless you all.
The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines the butterfly effect as a property of chaotic systems by which small changes in initial conditions can lead to large-scale and unpredictable variations in the future state of the system. I believe that the butterfly effect theory applies to our everyday life. Personally, I do not believe in destiny. Instead, I believe that every large or small decision we make has the potential to change the outcome of our lives. Something as small as getting in the car a minute late can result in a tragic car accident. While some accidents can't be avoided, we should strive to control what we can in order to build a better future for ourselves.
My advice to my fellow peers is to examine the outcomes of your choices before acting your decisions out. By examining the outcomes of our decisions, we can avoid the consequences and create a stronger future for ourselves.
Our next valedictorians to the stage are Clint Stapleton, Kensington Walker, and Brett Wigginton.
Good evening. For the last 14 years, I've attended Ulagah schools. I knew that at some point this time would come, but it's never felt more real than now. Throughout my time at this institution, I've hit highs and felt extremely accomplished. And on the contrary, I've hit rock bottom and felt like I've made no progress in any aspect of my academic or my athletic career. It is in these moments that are crucial for the success or failure in one's endeavor. In this world, you can't expect to achieve anything worth something if you don't apply yourself to accomplish it. Jim Watkins stated, and I quote, "A river cuts through rock, not because of its power, but because of its persistence." My message for the class of 23 is to find something you're passionate about and take it as far as you can. Don't skip on the little things and remember the reason you started. And as David Goggins would say, carry the boats. Thank you.
Class of 2023, we did it. Briefly, but importantly, I want to thank the Lord for being my unconditional shepherd, as well as my parents and other family members for being a safe place to land. Finally, I want to thank you, teachers, students, and administrators, for being my family, for taking in the weird, young, naive eighth grade girl who desperately wanted to find a place to fit in. My message for you today isn't one of critique or harshness, but rather a reminder of appreciation for ourselves and our powerful influence. You have unwavering value, both as a student and a person. Regardless of if you've been here for the full 14 or just a few months, whether you've taken every math class available or ran far and fast the day Algebra 2 ended, whether you played the trombone or were a varsity starter or painted murals, whether your last name has been prominent in this town for years, or you were, like me, the new kid. Put simply, your value doesn't change with the wind, your grades, your athleticism, your achievements, or your family name, but rather is based in the way you view yourself and, as a result, treat others. This is the part of the speech that is supposed to be a tearjerker, to make you cry thinking about the time and wonderful memories you've experienced over the last 4 years. But for me, and I'm sure others, high school won't be a time of fond nostalgia, but instead will be one associated with continuous, painful learning. Sure, there were times that were absolutely wonderful, and it's important to acknowledge the positivity and love that came into my life as a result of high school. But it is ignorant for me to say that this experience was anything but a bittersweet opportunity for growth. However, I will leave you with the message I wish I had learned far earlier, in hopes that my damp experience that led to these lessons learned need not be repeated by you. Do not allow this world or this town or this school, or these people, or more importantly, yourself, make you believe you are any less deserving of the simple right of being yourself. Once again, thank you, OHS, for all of the wonderful opportunities for living and learning. Go Stangs, always and forever.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I'd like to congratulate the valedictorians and salutatorian for their accomplishments. Somehow, our class has enough valedictorians to make our own fantasy football league, which is what I would love to talk about today, but since I've been strongly encouraged to speak about something other than my championship-winning fantasy football team, I'd like to spend my time talking about something... I'd like to spend my time saying some important thank yous. Obviously, I can't thank my family and friends enough for what they've given me, but to just thank them would be leaving out so many people who were extremely vital to my journey. To Ms. Taylor and Ms. Puckett, who began my education, and every other incredible teacher I had the pleasure of learning from, thank you. I would not be standing here today without you. There were also the principals, counselors, and support staff that took the time and effort to get to know me. All of you have been a big part of my success, and I'm very grateful for what you have done for me. Finally, I would like to thank Mr. Hogue, Mr. Fisher, and Mr. Kellogg. It was an honor and a privilege to work and learn alongside you. I wish all my classmates good luck as we head out on our separate paths. I only hope that the OHS class of 2023 team, is as successful as my fantasy football team. Thank you. Our final valedictorian recognition of the night is Caius Brackett. Caius has chosen not to speak, but I would like to brag on him for a minute. Caius has been a member of student council for 3 years, varsity soccer for 4, principal's honor roll, superintendent's honor roll, and plans to attend Oklahoma State University in the fall. Please help me congratulate Caius Brackett. All right. Having successfully completed all state requirements for graduation from high school, it is my honor to introduce to you the class of 2023. Row 1, please rise and come forward to receive your diploma. Caius James Brackett. Okay. Keaton Jet Jagger Braggs. Hans Yao Sheng Cagle. Sarah Ann Davis. Shane Lee Edens. Braden Michael Langbean. Charles Thomas Newton. Clint Mitchell Stapleton. Kensington Anne Marie Walker. Brett Stephen Wigginton. Sean Quentin Roberts. Connor Lee Edens.
Logan Christopher Eubanks. Sierra Ann Afligi. Cora Jean Aldridge. Travis Lee Bell. Madison Elizabeth Bennett. Elijah Shane Branton. Emma Raya Breckenridge. Liam Gabriel Brown. Hannah Jean Brunn. Kongmong Chang. Emily Michelle Cook. Caden Nicholas Davis. Kayla Grace Delk. Tara Victoria Franklin. Tessa Michelle Freeman. Justin Dalton Gibson. Cody Allen Goff. Joseph Robert Griswold. Robert Dale Hanneman III. Landon Wyatt Harvey. Faith Nicole Helton. Dally Joe Hill. Elizabeth Joan Hoisington. Lily Grace Humphreys. Maya Jane Jackson. Connor Emery Jones. Catherine Jolene Liker. Jacqueline Addie Lewis. Joseph Caleb Lonnie Love. Zayden Quaid Marshall. Alexis Marie Martin. Caitlin Rose McCausland. Bryson Kane McGuire. Whitley Lene McWilliams. Braxton Race Moore. Nathan Richard Morrow. Naomi Rose Waugh. Courtney Grace Chloe O'Brien. Memphis Ryan Parker. Briley Nicole Parkman. Dylan Patrick Pennington. Brianna Mallory Ray. Carolyn Kathleen Ryan. Colin Drake Schrader. Owen Richard Sexton. Audra Maxine Michelle Stratton. Aaron Justice Streeter. Laney Joe Tice. Christopher Wayne Tryon. Ashlyn Nicole Tyler. Jay Keegan Vanderpool. Kira Dawn Vanderpool. John Vane. Caden Lee Wadsworth. Kendra Louise Wake. Leanne Renee Williams. John Jacob York. John Nicholas York. Marshall Graham Adams. Brian Lee Anderson. Ricky Lynn Bacon. Corbin Wayne Barbie. Taylor Ray Barnes. Bo Walter Barrett. Benjamin Witten Barron. Corbin Dean Basor. Ariana Bernal. Nathan Lee Berryman. Jason William Patrick Warren. Braden Dwayne Brashears. Lillian May Dale. Adam Nicholas Earnhardt. Corey Lee Eaton. Luke Matthew Farmer. Brianna Renee Hardy. Elijah Allen Harrell. Zoe Sine Hedick. Chance Stephen Thomas Hilson. Cody Austin Hines. Fisher Kai Horton. Spencer James Jones. Caleb Michael Kelly. Devin Alexander Lyons. Remy Ann McGee. Matthew Race McGuire. Madison Ray Most. Tegan Daniel Nelson. Samantha Nicole Osborne. Paige Madison Pilkington. Caleb Edward Roberts. Joe Nathan Sladen. Brandon Wayne Tiger. Cameron Chase Tyree. Kaylee Isabel Weir. Jackson Wayne Wells. Josie Ray Wood. Lakin Ray Young. Class of 2023, I would once again like to say thank you for all the memories. The memories like Joseph Griswold hitting one over center field so we could finally beat Verdigris. Memories like tonight, taking our first picture in the foyer, and heck, even a little bit of rain. Thank you. Graduates, at this time, please stand. You may now switch your tassels from right to left. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the 2023 graduates of Ooligah High School. We ask that everyone remain seated during the recessional as the class of 2023 files off the field. Thank you for your support and participation in tonight's activities. Go Mustangs!
internet and phone service? Is that really how you feel? Time to call Totalk Communications and Totel CSI. They offer DSL broadband and fiber internet service not only to rural residences, but fiber internet is also made available to businesses in several zip codes. Totalk Communications and Totel CSI works every day to maintain and continue their efforts to provide the best and fastest internet to all of their rural customers and businesses they serve. Don't wait. Call 888-580-2208.
Where storms are, there are issues with the internet, causing interruptions of service. Summer storms, winter storms. When you have Martinet IP internet service, you'll have a quick response to getting your service up and running again. Martinet IP's customer service is top-notch and a priority when it comes to providing you with quality internet service, as well as keeping customers happy with the internet service in their homes or business. Martinet IP, your internet service provider, providing you with quality, high-speed internet. 918-333-2208 and ask about the affordable connectivity program.
Lousy rural internet and phone service? Is that really how you feel? Time to call Totalk Communications and Totel CSI. They offer DSL broadband and fiber internet service not only to rural residences, but fiber internet is also made available to businesses in several zip codes. Totalk Communications and Totel CSI works every day to maintain and continue their efforts to provide the best and fastest internet to all of their rural customers and businesses they serve. Don't wait. Call 888-580-2208.
And welcome back to the graduation of Ulagaw. Class of 2023 wrapping up here. We'd like to thank our sponsors for being able to put this thing on tonight, being Totalk Communications, Bartnet IP, and Totel CSI. I'm Dalton Spence. Congratulations to everyone of the class of 2023 of the Ulagaw Mustangs. Hope everybody has a good night.
Send a leader, a supervisor, to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong.